כאשר את אולם בעקול של עקום, the Mishnah says, "Afal bi shechol shmeihem akum kshirim." It does not really after obviously it's a censorship. It's kol shtar kol mechol shmeihem, but our kol shel nachim, or our kol shel goyim. Doesn't matter whether they're idol worshippers or not. But you have a non-Jewish court. The shtar came through. The Shulam will tell you what is olim. Funny word, olim. A shtar that came through a non-Jewish court. And even though it's signed, it's going to be kosher. Even though the Aiden signed on are not Jewish, and Aiden are not Jewish, non-Jews don't make a kosher witness. Tosfos discusses that some length on Daf Tesa Zayz Af Al Pi. Different reasons why a non-Jewish witnesses might be a problem. It's still kosher. Chutz Migitei Nashim Shechu Evan, except for a get and shtar shechu. Get shtar shechu. If it's not Jewish, it's no good. For all the shtaros are fine. Next exclusion in Talakama. Reb Shimon says no. Af elu kshirim. I disagree. This is not a distinction in getting other shtaros. Reb Shimon says a get signed by they came through the non signed by non Jews is a valid get, which sounds quite surprising. Aye, says Reb Shimon. Don't we know about something about get being different? A get is not good if it was non Jewish. No, that's only the zman shenasu beheder. That's if it was. We're concerned about the non-Jewish shtaros who was done with hedyotos. I mean, it didn't come through the court system. Just some private lawyer, some couple guy in privately wrote a shtar. Then it's not acceptable. Came to the court is good. Rashi says, the arkaos. What's the arkaos? Makom beis vad dayanim kavun shalahem, where the sitting judges are. The regular court system. Lohus guru, but they said Meresh was so. Yeah, remember they said in Beis Meresh something about postuling if it was not Jewish. That's the man shenasu behedyos, says Rashi. Aidei nachrim hedyotos she'enam dayanim. If they're not dayanim, if they're dayanim, as the Gemara is going to soon explain, so then there's more reason to believe them because it's not some private fellow. You don't need the person's private cheskos kasher. It's a court system. So the court system itself is going to have a certain validity and certain believability. If you've gone to the person, the privately done shtar, so the nachri doesn't have a cheskos kasher, doesn't have a built-in cheskos kasher, then you're not going to be able to rely on it. Now, so you read the Mishnah, and immediately a couple of things leap to the eye, and then it becomes much more apparent once you look at the Gemara. This is the way the Gemara is going to break down. We're going to need to understand the chesh of Tanna Kamma and the chesh of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is saying that even a get, a non-Jewish get, is a non-Jewish sign get, is a kosher get. That rubs us the wrong way. Because we're used to thinking of a get as something with, in order to work as a shtar kinyan, it has to have a certain, as he's written, lishma. There are all sorts of rules, particularly lishma, in terms of how it's written, it rubs us the wrong way. That nicht of the nechtem ayinay nachim, that's going to be kosher. So the Gemara, that's going to be the second half of the Gemara. The second half of the Gemara is going to deal with that. From the two dots and on, it says, how's Reb Shimon so make all? That's the focus. How could it be that it gets kosher? So the Gemara is going to go on and say, as you saw, that, well, Reb Shimon, must told there is a yard Reb Shimon, she's not so sure of a locker. Obviously, if you remachshir a get with non-Jewish witnesses. That's the Pharisee in the Mishnah, right? Chol Tumei Makom. Non-Jewish witnesses, that we have no chalimus that non-Jewish witnesses are kosher witnesses. So how could it be that kosher must be only the witnesses? Must be a whole lecture. Belezer, the Eidei, Mesira, Karasi. If I have Eidei Mesira, I do not need Eidei Chasima. That's the formulation that all Rishonim could agree to. If Belezer holds, if you have Eidei Mesira, you do not need Eidei Chasima. I, the Gemara says, but in the rule of Lazirif me, Talachot, we came across earlier, came across in Rashi here, we came across earlier in the year, that even though Rabbi Lezda doesn't require Eid HaChasim at all, even bad Eid HaChasim is worse than nothing. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rav Shimon is Nekal, if it's Shemus Mavhakim, if they're distinctly non-Jewish names. And no one's going to make the, no one's going to mistake these for real Eid. And we know that, the guy is Christopher, Jesus. No, you're not going to think that somehow this is a Jew. You know he's not a Jew. The Tosfos, the Gemara has a whole list. It's half Yud Aleph, half Yud Aleph. What's the Hechi Dami Shemus Mavhakin? What's the example Shemus Mavhakin? So the Gemara has a whole list. I'm a Papa. Hurmiz, Abu Dina, Bar Shibsai, Bar Kidri, Bati, Nakim Una. Then ironically, Tosfos, you see there are four, to the first top four Tosfosin of the Amid are devoted to these names. The most common kasha is, you see there's Horman, Abu Dayna, Shibsai, and Batai. And the most common kasha is, well, but aren't these Jewish names? Okay, take a look. Abu Dayna. The Tosfos says, Hakol Shei Mecha, that's one word. I mean, it's not the name Abu or the name Dayna. It's the name Abu Dayna. Why? The Abu Shei Yisrael. Some people might, the Nebuch, could be Nebuch, some people will recognize the name Abu more from other sources than from the Gemara Bava Metzia. You also know the Gemara Bava Metzia better than anything else. You know, if there's a fellow in Hazokas HaPolim, Abu, or Avu, after Kisne Be Runya. Case of Runya is a person who shows up from time to time. He was a popular businessman. A lot of cases with Runya. Assume it's all the same guy. You see the Gemara, what Tosfos is saying, it must be this is a single name because the name Abu is a Jewish name. There must be, when the Gemara says, this distinctly non-Jewish name must be Abu Dayna's one name. And then Shibsai, again, Tosfos gets involved, well, isn't that a Jewish name? Shabsi. Shabsi Shem Yisrael. Oh, it must be with the Aleph, with the Yud. Okay. As Tosfos explains, Shabsi Shem Yisrael, the Chaim HaKobot. But Shibsai is a Ruach Ra. That's a name for some evil spirit. So that was a name, that's a demonic name. The Jews did not use it. And then again, Batoi, Garasinon. You have to talk to the stresses. You better make sure you have the Gersa with the Aleph. The Bati, or Bati, Shem Yisrael, can own the Kedushin. The Gersa talks about an Eved. Bati, the Eved, his name is Bati, but Ramos Ruchin, with his Gaiva, Lo Kabo Gita de Cherusa. He would refuse to accept Ishtar Shechur. Shahaya Eved. He was an Eved, but a Machzik Asmik Yisrael. And he held that he was really Jewish. He didn't want to accept the Shtar Shechur. So he held that he was really fully Jewish. And so if he was calling himself Bati, and he's trying to parade, present himself as a fully Jewish fellow, who doesn't need a Shtar Shechur, so then obviously he was using, adopting a Jewish name. So Tosfos said, there must be, obviously Bati, or how do you pronounce that, Beis Tes Yud, is a Jewish name, so this must be Batoi. So, what's ironic is Tosfos is stressing that it's obviously not so easy always to figure out whether you're dealing with something that's clearly a non-Jewish name. Right, right. But they're not always, that's another
ever
good point.
Since then, it has not been a popular name
among us. Let's bring ourselves back to Tosfos. Overtly making it just dealing with detailed caution. What does this mean? You know, what this dealing with, well, it must be this name, must be that name. But the bigger picture they're giving you is obviously that sometimes it can be difficult. Abstenting of a couple of obvious ones, it's often going to be the sense of Hurman. So the previous one, Tosfos gets involved, it's apparently the name of Avodah Zarah. As a matter of fact, there are two Avodah Zarahs, Hurman and Hurman, or Hurman and Ahurman, that's what they discuss. That the Zoroastrian believed in, the Zoroastrian, so the fire worshippers, that the Chavri, and the Kiasu Chavri Lebavel, the Persian fire worshippers, they believed in, they were dualists. They believed in two gods, two Avodah Zarahs. One was the god of light, and one was the god of darkness. So one way of putting it was from the diaphragm and up was, forget to tell you. Mipalga here, it's in top Tosfos. Mipalga Zachu Le'el Dehormiz, or Latachas Dehormiz. From your midpoint, from your diaphragm and up, is the area of Hormiz, the god of light, all the fine things. That's how they looked at it, because breathing and your heart and your mind, those are all the spiritual parts of the person, and so that's the area of Hormiz. Hormin is from your diaphragm and down, because that's eating and reproduction, and that's excretion. Those are all the base animalistic. So they saw everything as this. You know, the God, the two gods, the God of life, the God of darkness. That's what Yishayahu Anavi already, this is not a new Chiddush, this idea has been around for a long time. Yishayahu Anavi already spoke out against this, and we quote him every single day. Yotze Or Baruch Hoshev. Taken from a pasuk in Yishayahu, that we recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu as the source of everything. So yeah, so that's the name of Avodah Zarah. Okay, but most times it's not Mamash Avodah Zarah name, so it's going to be hard to tell. That's why Reb Shimon is a Chiddush. Reb Shimon is a Chiddush, because you could have said that Mizui Mitocho is always a concern. So he says, no, if it's Shemus Mubhakin, we are not even concerned Midrabbanan. And that's what he says, that when Reb Shimon in our Mishnah says that if the get signed by the non-Jews is absolutely kosher, that's a case where it's not just signed by a guy, it's signed by a mamish. Guy with real solid Goyish name. The Christopher and Luke. Okay, so then you know that not only in our Torah it's not a problem because Eidei Mesir Karasi, but even it's fine not a problem in Rabbanan because we suspend Mezuzah Mitocho in the case of Shemos Luhavi. That's what it was. Then the Gemara basically goes on to the rest of the next to Amud, until the following mission, the Alpha Base, to discuss details of that basic approach. Rav Shimon is working, Rav Shimon is makshir the guest with non-Jewish signatures because not doesn't possible to get because Eidei Mesir Karasi and Shemos Luhavi. The Gemara gives more details. Then Gemara talks in the bottom about how does it work in terms of will there be Shiva Nechasim or not? And then the Gemara goes on the top of Yud Aleph Beis to discuss the reverse case. The reverse case is, let's say you have Jews signed on a get, but the Jews have non-Jewish names. Nebuch, Jewish parents named their son Christopher.
Peter.
Huh? Right, okay. Okay. And whatever it is, the Jews are going to pick, huh? Right. Or, Herbert. Herbie. Right, so nowadays, we know a lot of 50, 60-year-old Herbie, Jewish Herbie. But Lamaisa, until 60, 70 years ago, Herbert was mamash a good, solid Germanic name. So that was the Kiddush. So when we first started, there are a lot of old...
You go to
Brunner's, they're playing Adolf. They all named... Noah's named his son Adolf since the late 30s. But there are plenty of Germans who were born in the teens and 20s and early 30s. That was a standard... nothing inherently evil about the name. Just now we have horrible... Anyhow, the question is, how about the reverse case?
I'm sorry?
Oh, okay. That's why they use Russian tape. Good. Okay.
Hebrew.
So now, you ready? Excellent. So the Mishnah opens up two cans of worms. One is, which is the bulk in terms of lines of Gemara, the bulk of the Gemara deal with is Reb Shimon. He's machshir a get with non-Jewish signatures, hayi tachin. But we're going to focus on the first piece of the Gemara, which really focuses more on the Tana Kama. And just to get a sense before we jump in to the Gemara, just to get a sense of who had a chance to work on what, that's not true, but how many guys had a chance to work on what? How many guys had a chance to work on the Taisus Chaspa? Okay. Baruch Hashem. Worked on it. How many guys had a chance to work on the Rosh? Zima Chuzdina. No, okay, good. Great. Perfect. You know where we're heading. Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara. Kapasik v'tani roshna mecha roshna matana. So the Gemara says, well, is it Tana Kama? He's saying, all shtaris, that's the opening line, kol shtaris, all shtaris that come through New York City, in the New York Civil Court, are fine, except for Gittin. So apparently, kapasik v'tani. Kapasik, pasik really means to make a milk-snip secret, to make a blanket statement. To make a blanket statement, all shtaris. Loshna shtari mecha, loshna matano. The Bishma Mamecha Mikiyav Zizikamayu, once you get it, as soon as you give the money, who's the Kana? You're recording money with if you're buying something, so normally the Kinyan is the Kinyan Kesef. I'm not interested in becoming the Shtar, I want cash. If Mr. Schlosselberg is gonna sell me his field, Shtar is very nice. If he's selling it to me, it means he's not giving it to me because we're good friends. We're friends, but he's giving it to me because I'm paying him $250,000. So he's not just doing the Kinyan when he gets the star. He's just doing the Kinyan when he gets the cash. So when he gets the cash, that's when the Kinyan occurs. The star is a star riot. The Kiyam Zizikamayu, the Kana. Star riot Yalmu. The Elon, so the star is just Araya, which is basically the Gemara saying, this is, we'll talk about it during the Seder. The Gemara is being very explicit here about which pair of concepts that we're very familiar with. Star King, Star Raya. We're very familiar with it because I convinced you that they exist. But now you see it, Mamish, the Gemara is saying it. And I think this is about as explicit as the Gemara. The Gemara is saying making this distinction pretty clear. By the Shtamech, the Shtar is just for a Raya, so therefore what? We're not if it wasn't true, if the sale never occurred, you never occurred with the money, the court would not be willing to issue such a star, to certify such a star. Why? Because they wouldn't want to be marred off shy. They wouldn't want to downgrade their own MO. They have a reputation to keep up. They can't ruin their reputation. So if they have a star, if you have a star lecha, then the star raya, we can trust their star raya. Okay. Well, I would not have started the constantly star. If it wasn't true, they wouldn't have ruined the reputation by raya the star. Okay, so we can believe it. But by Tana, by Tatani, la by star, the youth is by Matana, the star is just the raya star, is the king itself. The high star has the album. This star is a bunch of garbage. It's a broken piece of fiery. It's nothing. How can it be that Star Kingian works? Hey, well, we can trust the Star Raya of the Nachrim, that's fine. Because, if it was private, I might not believe them, but if it comes to the court, so I have a trust, that's good, reliable. But Star King, how can they create the instrument? Not just stop the trust them, to make it. To make it work, they can't create the instrument. The Maya says, Amar Shmuel, Dina Machus Adina. The Ibai name was Tidin Yichus Mikiki the Nashim. Two answers. If you tell me in Achanan, Shmuel says no, it does work as a Shtar King. Why? Because Dina Machus Adina. You're right. The Kosh Mishpah alone, I would say, they're not valid Adim, and therefore it's not a valid Shtar. Not valid Shtar King is no King. That's true. But Dina Chusa Dina says this is a good star. Look, so we say why is it not a good star? Presumably because non-Jewish witnesses are not kosher witnesses. That's what Halacha says. Obviously, New York State law does not recognize any soul in being non-Jewish. That would be rather ironic. So obviously, New York State law recognizes non-Jewish witnesses as being equally valid to Jewish witnesses. So New York State law, these are kosher witnesses. Good, on New York State law, this is not enough to be a good star king. Somehow, but we have to work on exactly how, and to get to it, but hook by crook, a good star king. Then the second day in the Terrace and the Gemara is no. Tenichut nekiki tenashim. You have to understand what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is not saying all stars except for Gittin. It means all stars except for ki Gittin. All stars except for those that are like Gittin. Gittin is an example of what category? Star king. So essentially what the Gemara is saying, two terutzim, is our starry kinyan with non-Jewish signatures valid because Dina Machus Adina, or no? No Dina Machus Adina, and you're right, the star kinyan is not valid, that's not what the Mishnah is trying to say, just saying star right. So when we get to deal with the terutzim, you've got to try to figure out, so what's going on? Are we arguing whether Dina Machus Adina works or not? Why should I say? How does the Machus Adina work? What does the other day hold? Interesting things to think about. But even before you get to that, that we want to look at first, our first discussion is about the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is telling us something about Shtar King and Shtar Raya. And the Gemara is saying that what? That, I understand why Shtar Raya works. They're not really Jewish witnesses, but it works anyway because it's coming to the court, so we can believe it. But I don't understand why it works as a Shtar King. Unless you're going to pull out this new trick of Dina Machus Adina. So that is something that requires a little bit of understanding. Why is that? Well, you're telling me it's not a good Shtar Kinyan. Why? Because they don't have good aim. Oh, okay. You don't have good aim for Shtar Raya either. So what's it going to say? Pashup Shah, what's it going to say? So, it's going to say, Chasmav Yalma, the Nakur Eidim, Shtar Nakur Eidim, it's a bunch of junk. Chasmav Yalma, throw in the garbage. How can it work as a Shtar King? So, how can it work as a Shtar Raya? Why is it not Chasmav Yalma? Why is it not Chasmav Yalma? Pashup Shah, the Gemara. What's it going to say? Right. The Pashup Shah, the Gemara says it's a rope. The Abishah was suggesting it somehow only works in Jabana, works in Atar, works in Abana. But the Gemara is saying, yeah, okay, it's not really a shtar, not a standard shtar, right, but it works anyway. We believe it. By hook or by crook, we know that's the truth. This might not be a shtar, right, but if I have such a shtar, so I know it must be, this tells me it's like a fingerprint. If you have such a piece of paper certified by a court, it must be that this sale took place. It must be that the loan took place. It must be, because otherwise, how do you have such a piece of paper? It either sets up a rover, a teller sets a rover down bottom, but that's the impression that we get. But the Shakinya, I understand. So now let's take a look at the Tesis. Rashi is going to raise the Kasha. Rashi can give his teretz. Tosfos is not going to like it so much. And Tosfos, in the course, is going to give their own teretz, in the course of which we may see something interesting, fundamental as well. Let's take a look. Rashi says, Tani chus mekigite nashim. The second answer of the Gemara was, the first answer was Dima Chus Adina, the second answer was, maybe Yechanami, Shtari Kinyin Dawa. Kol Shtari Sh'en Kigite Nashim, the first very wide line, Rashi, all Shtari Sh'en Kigite Gite Nashim, Sh'ayidei HaShtar, HaDavar Nigmar, that the Shtar is what causes the thing to happen, it's a Shtar Kinyin. The Hayanami Shtar Matana. That includes Get and Shtar Matana. Okay. And now, new paragraph. Who are the Nami? The last three words of the first very wide line of Rashi. Right now Rashi is going to editorialize. Now he's done with his line by line explanation, he's going to editorialize over. He gave two answers. Who are the Nami? The Matsu of the Shanuya Beg in the series 12. We could have given a third answer. That was the Eid in the Sira. The Eid in Chasira might not be Jewish, and the Eid in the Sira are. The Inu Matsu Rishon. They're the ones that make it a shtar. You hold like your blood, and you feel that. You want to give that answer? No! You're so worried. How does the shtar kinyan work? You don't have Jewish witnesses. Rav Meir needs Jewish witnesses. According to blood, you don't need Jewish witnesses. So it says, yeah, we could have said that, but she knew the chikuru, the shemil alafi. The Gemara said it earlier, right, enough test, but even then it was a difficult answer, because the Gemara may pointed out, that look, v'achila olam, v'chasani seifma. Reb Shimon said, the Gemara said, it's not so easy, because, as we just explained earlier, we're going to the Shach Mataria, Reb Shimon also holds their blood. And what's Reb Shimon said? What is it? Reb Shimon is not sure to get with another Jewish minister. Why? Because it's in the Zira currency. I don't care about the knowledge of the witness. There's an Eidei Chassi back here in the Zira. So Rashi says, the Gemara didn't like that so much before, to say that they both, Tana Kamba and Reb Shimon, hold like Eidei Nisira currency. Yeah, see, we could have said that, but we see we said it before, didn't like it, and then we didn't repeat it. Good? We have to give an answer. Tzvichu, Shadu, Yeshu, Shadu, Yeshu, we gave an answer before. But yeah, they're arguing over a detail. Mazuyas Mitoko. Is there a conservative Mazuyas Mitoko with a very non-Jewish name? Is it Shemus Mavad? Okay. So I said, look, the guard said before, you gave an answer. It was Shva. So that's what we did. We said it before. We knocked that before. We don't repeat it. But the reason is, I don't understand what Rashi is concerned with that. Perish of Perish Bukutu. Now, the Mazuyas Shanuye, the Eid Mitzir of Lazari, we could have said, we could have given answers, but then look at them, it's not the Yamo. El Nishinu is a chiku, it's a difficult answer, but El Brachil Lama is a seifa. Rav Shim Mishnah Shem Laza. We already asked this Kasha a lot ago, that Rav Shim has no luck of Laza, but while the Rav Shim Laza, Rav Laza, the Rav Shim Tana Kam Dara Laza. So the first thing Tosafot does is they say they don't think that we get the letter. As a matter of fact, they think that we do accept it. Because the Gemara's whole point before was to explain that this Tula, our Tosafot, is only by get and not by Kiddushin. Now that was the Gemara's ultimate mask on that. That's only going to work if you accept the whole Tula and Rabbanan because it's the Mazuyas Mitoko. Maybe the Tula Mazuyas Mitoko is only by get and not by Kiddushin. The conscience of the Tosafot, I don't know what I should talk about.
You'd think that this approach that Rav Elazar doesn't stand on Maskana Adrava. Taylor's the aid in the Sibra of Elazar, Nishalafi Maskana. That does stand according to the Maskana. The Nishani, because what's the Gemara's ultimate answer? The Gemara is trying to explain, if you remember, why is it that the Brisa gave Dinim unique to get and Shtar Shechter only these three? How about others? Because the Kodesh thought of others also. The Gemara's ultimate answer after this whole business with the Shem Zulakin, because the ultimate answer is we only that list of things that are forget the Shtar Shechter are not Kiddush. So you have to tell me that you're telling me that the Psul Arko applies to get, but does not apply to Shtar Kiddush. How can it be applied to get, but not to Shtar Kiddush? Go like your mayor, Eide Chassim Akarsi. A Shtar of Eide Chassim is garnished, is it to be garnished by Shtar Kiddush too? Then so it must be that what? If you don't have Eid in the Sira, Rabbi Meir, by Rabbi Meir, I feel the Kiddushin comes in our codes in our eyes. If you're holding like Rabbi Meir, and the problem here is you have no Eid in the Sira, you have no Eid you need to have Eid in Chassim or Bach, Eid in Chassim McCarthy, then Tosa says, well, then it's going to be a problem by every single Star Kenyan. Certainly be a problem both by Star Gerushin by a get and by Shtar Kiddushin. They both need Eid Chassim. According to Meir, they both need Eid Chassim min haTorah. There's nothing to talk about. The Tosafot says there must be. We're going to have to make peace again. The Tosafot says it must be that this mission is following Rabbi Elazar. Well, let's get clear on what I've given us. The Tosafot is about to start talking. I know guys are working hard in the read. A little confusing. Let's be clear about what I've given us. Tosafot says, we know that we're father of a lover. Because that's what the Gemara says before, and in such a case by Shtar Kiddushin is kosher. How could it be? It must be father of a lover. So look, Eid HaMetzir Karsi. Eid HaChassima, they create nothing in the Jewish. It's a telephone problem, something like that. But that's a special rule by Get. Okay. But basically following Rabbi Elazar. Let me go on to one second. Why do we give that explanation? Why do we give that explanation? Yeah. Again, we're trying to explain why Shtar Kinyan works. How could it work? I am going to witness it. So we answer, oh, Tribalander! Aiden Messina Karsi! Why didn't we give that answer? Don't tell me it's difficult. It's not difficult. It's not difficult. So why didn't the Gemara say that? The Tosafot is apparently, it might be true, that Tribalander, but that's not sufficient. It might be true that we're fine with Belazar, Tanakama holds the Aiden Messira Karsi, and still that's not reason enough to make anything more than the Chas of Yalma. How could that be? Okay, so say what's more? Tosafot has proven. And he didn't understand the full proof from Dr. Tosafot. It's not important to understand what the reason is. Tosafot says, we are comfortable with proving that we're following Rabbi Elazar, Aiden Messira Karsi. So then, for crying out loud, what's the Gemara's problem? You're so bothered, how could you ever start kingdom with Gaish and witnesses? Sign on it. What's the big deal? Aiden Messira Karsi. Aiden Messira Karsi. I wouldn't care what Aiden Messira Karsi means. Apparently, no. It's a chaspa of Yahama. We're not for Dina Huzadina. This is not about Shtar Kinyan. Shtaraya is fine, but not a Shtar Kinyan. Makes no sense. Drew Elazar. No, not a valid Shtaraya. It's from Drew Elazar. You don't need Eid HaChassima. It's a big deal. Go here, go fly tight. And remember, Mazin Mitoko sounds like we're assuming it's only a problem with Get. Right? The problem by Get. Okay, so what's the big deal? So by Shtari Mamam, by Shtar Matana, so it's, and Gaisha with this on it's a big deal. It's a blood. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Now that's what Tosafot is about to explain. Questions before I go on? Because we're going to do them step by step.
Why don't we just say we're calling it a problem like that?
Right, the Gemara to understand why is it that Shtar Tzimin works from our Kol. Shtar Tzimin from our Kol works. The Gemara's work is very bothered by this. It says, it tells us why. But I've just proven to you, however I've proved to you, that we're working here according to Velazza. The Kol to Velazza, who cares about Yechad Tzimin? Aid in the Tzimin card. You have your valid Aid in the Tzimin. What's the big deal? The Aid in the Tzimin will mouth all the reason. What's the Gemara knocking itself out of that? They call it chas. You want to tell me it is a problem with the Gemara by the Shema? Chas v'yalma is garbage. What's going on? Okay, now I'm going to read. If he had the paslina in the gap, he says like this. Just as by a get you possible, even with aid in Mitzvah and Shemus Mulhakim, and that is the approach of the Talmud Kabbalah, that a get is possible. Why is a get possible? Even though, as like the Gemara said, right, even if you have aid in Mitzvah, the problem is with Mitzvah. Why do you know that the guy is a guy? Still a problem. Mishum Tumasi leMitzvah Halayu below aid in Mitzvah yourself. What's the concern with Mitzvah? Was that these Aidim are not valid Aidim, and you might come to rely upon them to prove that she's Mugaresh. Well, you might come to rely upon them as Aidim Chatim. How can that mean? Haslinan, the Shtamatan. So too, we hassle them, a Shtar. Just as these Aidim are not valid Aidim Chasimah, and therefore by get, even if you would add Aidim and Sima also with a yes, but the Aidim Chasimah no good, throw it out, and Jabba Mazim itself. So too, by Shtar Matana, they're not valid Aidim Chasimah. Now who cares they're not valid Aidim Chasimah? But I had Aidim and Sima, not so bad. ולא תקנו חכמים להאמינם, אלא בשטרי מלווה ומכה, שהם לראיה. When we believe this star, the Gemara says we believe it, that's only by star raya. And we could have said it's a robe in our Torah. But Tosafot here is saying it's only the Rabbana. There's Hagadat Ashri. We had a long discussion about this. However it works, the Tosafot Rabbana, the fact that I can rely on the Shtar, the Gemara says, no problem, rely on the Shtar Rai because we can assume that they it's telling the truth. That's only a Shtar Rai. That's not certain in the Shtar King. So this Eidus is reliable Eidus with the Rai. Havo Shtar Matana, Eid Kasher Lippus Lovi Daraisha, Ela Imken Yesh Eidus Ksheiris, Yishas Nesidah. This is not min haTorah a valid star, unless you're going to have Eidei Mesirah. So what's Tosafot saying? Tosafot is saying, when I say Chasav Yalma, I mean that the star alone is a Chasav Yalma. If you had Eidei Mesirah, maybe it would cause. But to use the star alone and to rely on the Eidei Chasimah Shavuot, that is no good. As a star kinyan. Even though, that's interesting, it's a good star raya. It works, it functions, or however it's working, with this lomari nafshayim, this assumption must be true, this star, with bad witnesses, but from a court, functions l'raya, it still can function l'kinyan. The Tosafot is saying, if you had aid in Nisirah, maybe that'd be fine. But without aid in Nisirah, the star is not valid. Now you're going to test it, now they'll take a pause for a moment. Well, of course, without aid in Nisirah, of course it's not good, but we'll all No star is ever good at Eidim Mitzvah, right? Well, that's not fair. So apparently, Tosafot here is assuming. And that's perhaps part of their point. Just say, like the rest. No. Just to refresh our memory. When we went to Sugi of Eidim Mitzvah currently, we saw there were two approaches to what does Eidim Mitzvah currently mean? Is it that Rebbe Lazar holds only Eidim Mitzvah currently, and Rebbe Meir holds only the Chasimah, well, maybe I'll the Chasimah currently? I want to say, no, the Eidim and Chasimah don't help me. I need to have Eidim and Sira. And that's all I need is Eidim and Sira. Or no, that the Ritz said, no, the Rav Lazar holds up two approaches. You can either have the Eidim Mitzir washing the Mitzir Chashtav, or you can have Eidim Chazima will function, I remember that, will function in place. Right? We had discussion, we thrash it at somebody. The Tosfos there seems to be saying, in other words, your mayor, Rav Lazar, accepts your mayor, that you could have a Shtar by Eidim Chazima, or instead of that, you could have Eidim Mitzir. The Tosfos here appears to be.
No,
Tosfos is saying that the raya of the star, the fact that the star proves something, might be enough to serve the star raya, but it's not enough to make the star kingdom. If you're going to have as a star raya, right? Because then again, according to the rest, there's two how you do a kinyan. Either you have Eidei Chasima, and I'm giving this over as proof, and, or I have Eidei Mesira, and the Eidei Mesira actually are watching to hand you over the document. The Tosfos says here, again, star ma tarla, ein kasha, this is what we know, right? So, and when if you, yesh, Eidei Shisharim, by Shtar Matana, it's not going to work unless you have Eidim Matana. I feel in Noma. Shtar Matana, Shechosbo Yisrael. Kasha, Litzma, Bobra, and Mitzir. Even if you're going to tell me that normally I could have a Shtar that Eidim Mitzirah. Normally, if it's signed by Jewish witnesses, I could work with Eidim Mitzirah, i.e., the Rif. I knew we should. She goes, Dua, how does that work? And why is it that I could use the Shtar Raya, but I won't look at the Shtar King? He says, you know what? Mishum she yadua ayidei eidei chasima shehen sheirim min ha-Torah. Because what happens when I give over, he says, what's the magic of Shtar Kinyan? It's that when I give you a Shtar Kinyan, so now what can you prove? I give Mr. Schlosselberger a Shtar Kinyan. It says that he owns my house, 56 carat, in Burnfield, New Jersey. But let's say, hypothetically speaking, where he wants to move to Burnfield. Right? So, Muncie's very nice. Let's say I want to move to Muncie. So he's thinking me a Shtar Matana. Let's say that I now own his field in Muncie. Right? So what happens? I show up with a Shtar. With a Shtar proof. And pervades it. This proves that at one point in time he wants to give it to me. I know he actually handed me the Shtar. Remember that when we were working on Eidim HaChasuma, our major star topic. We learned that there's a magic of star, part of the Gedeon HaKasuma of star, not only that it's as good as Eidim Baal Peh, even though it's in writing, it's still acceptable to Eidim Baal Peh, but even more than that, the magic of the talking star, it tells me more than he actually said. All the Eidim knew when they signed it was that it's the Eidim signed before the Mitzir HaShtar. All they know is that Schlossberg wanted to give me the field. They didn't know at any time that he actually did give it to me. They don't know that he did give me the Shtar by definition, based on the Shtar, before he handed the Shtar to me. Right? Even though overtly all they're assigned to is that Mr. Schlossberg has expressed interest in being mapped in the field, but once the Shtar is in action, once it's in place, that we saw, the Tosfos of the Machash report, the Gzeiras HaKasuva of Shtar, the magic of Shtar, is that the Eidim even tell me more. That the Eidim are even saying that Shloss actually handed the Shtar to me. The king actually happened. Especially if there was Dad Kinyan, but even there was a Maisa Kinyan. This is the magic of the Shtar. That the fact that I'm holding onto the Shtar magically allows the Shtar, we put the two things together, and the indication that I actually got the Shtar from him becomes the part and parcel of the Eidim and the Shtar. And okay, that's how the Shtar King works. That's how it works the Shtar, right? That's how the Shtar King. He said that's only when you have Jewish witnesses. Mishum Shiyadua, here's the fifth to last narrow line Tosfos. The narrow line is right before the line become what? Now let's back up and drop more to the little bullet. The Kid Anger bullet? I feel it no less, your Shtar Matan Shalasko Yisrael, caution with his bow, below Eidim Mitzira. Even if you're tell me, even if you're going to tell me that normally I'll hold like the Ritz, that normally, even according to Belazar, I could do a shtar kinya, I could do a kinya shtar with just Eidei Chasima, I would eat Eidei Mesira. That's only Mishum Sheyadua Eidei Chasima Shem Sher Me'atorah, because I have valid, real Me'atorah kosher Eidei Chasima, through whom I know that what? Shabba Hashtah Miyad HaNosei Miyad HaMakabah. I know by the Eifon Eidei Chasima that the other, that I got the shtar from him. What do you mean? How do I know from Eidei Chasima that I got the shtar? You don't know. Eidei Chasima didn't see the shtar. What's supposed to say? No. The magic is the shtar. This becomes a part of the ages of the shtar itself. The ages of the ages. You know, they didn't see when they started it. They started the shtar at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, if the ages started the shtar at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, obviously Schwarz didn't give it to me until 2:30. By definition. You always find before you give over. Right? But still, if they're kosher Jewish witnesses, real agents, then the custom is, and not only the agent telling me that 2 o'clock Shabbos wanted to give me this deal, but they are telling me that at 2:30 he did give me this deal. That's not what it says. I know I think Eidei Chasima had him in Syria. And Eidei Chasima, Shabbos, Shtar, Yahnozi, and Makaba. The Shtar was transferred from the Nosein to the Makaba. Or, if instead of Eidei Chasima, let's say the guy, let's say Shabbos was fine himself. I hope you'll mind you're giving your field for free at the start of telling you. Okay, you may want to reconsider. I was discussing with the lawyers before. The Chain Kashavar does nothing. Or, if it's, instead of having Adiv, Adiv Hasima, you have the Nosing Hamatada, sign on the bottom. He's making the Hoda. Shuhuk Kukus Adiv, because that's the status of Adiv. Because Adiv Badin, Adiv does. Most is assuming, by the way. Adar Badikim Eid Nabi is definitely a real dinner. That's definitely what it says. That's definitely what it says. So what's Tosh to say? Done? But, Mishkasha comes to the bar, only comes up in. But if you have non Jewish witnesses, She'ain Bolo Eidim Mesira, Bolo Eidim Hasim, Shikshem Lahai. In a case where I don't have Eidei Mesira and I don't have kosher Eidei Chasima, all I have is a non-Jewish Eidei Chasima, and I don't have a Adar Baldin because the guy didn't sign by himself, all I have was a shtar, so I bow a non-Jew. Then, lo chashuv shtar l'kulot al yado. There is not a shtar through which to affect the kinyan. Lo havi al chasuv yalva. That's just garbage. What did Tosafot just say? Let's recap. What Tosafot just said, well, let's do the both of Tosafot said, then we'll work back to what Eliezer is rightfully very bothered by. But let's put it in perspective. Because Tosafot talks and talks and talks, and it takes time to see where they're going, then everything starts to make sense. Tosafot said, a fundamentally historic rabbi side. You know what Tosafot is saying? In a word. The magic of shtar, or all the fancy things that shtar can do that we worked on a couple months ago, that's only when you have a real shtar. Our coast might be a good raya, but it's not a real shtar. Our coast is like a video thing. Our coast is a clue. It establishes, it's a piece of evidence that establishes that most likely something happened. Most likely, the field will transfer. Most likely, the money, the loan is extended. Most likely, but after all, how would you have such a star on our code where not, it's unlikely that the court lied. Unlikely enough that I can assume, either in Torah or in the Yabana, and I can assume that it must have really happened. Okay, but it's just like it's a piece of evidence that establishes a road that the stuff is going to happen. Either it's a strong enough road to work in Torah, or maybe it's not so, because remember, for Dini Mabinus, you have to have an extremely strong robe. Notice that in Halfa Mabinach HaRob. Either it's a super strong robe, or it's a somewhat strong robe, and the Rabbanah says good enough. Okay. But the point is, it's just a piece of external evidence which shows me it must be that this happened. But it's not a real star. So there's still a difference between a star of coat and a real star, and that Rabbosa is the key to this first half of the figure. Because what Tosafot is saying is, the magic of shtar is only a real shtar. That's why the Gemara That's why the Gemara distinguished between Shtar Raya and Shtar Kinyan. And here we're ready to go. Shtar Raya, it's not really a Shtar. Well, nice, it'll create a Raya. It's like a piece of, like Leah said. Do you know that the loan occurred yet? Why? I don't have a Shtar. I have some other proof. I have this videotape. The videotape in the form of a Shtar code. It's not really a halachically a Shtar. For Raya purposes, it doesn't matter. Because to prove something, there are many ways it's going to catch. There are many ways to prove something. It could be a Shtar, or it could be Aiden, it could be a row of a Chazak, a row. A lot of ways to prove something. What I want to do is Bira Adavar. A lot of ways to prove something. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, do you want to know that you want, all you want is proof that the Machar occurred? All you want is proof that the Havar occurred? No problem. Because Lomari Nafshai, it was unlikely that the court would have lost. So this proves, if you have such a piece of paper, it must be that the events occurred. But for Shtar Kinyan, you want a real Raya. You want a real Shtar? That's something else. So Tosafot goes on to say, the Gemara, when the Gemara says it's not a good Shtar Kinyan, we mean it's not a good Shtar Kinyan without Eidei Nesira. It's not a good Shtar Kinyan alone. The Tosafot seems to be strongly supporting, sounds like, the approach of the Rif that normally, even according to Belazar, you could have a Shtar Kinyan work with Chasim alone. There are two rooms. Either start with Chasim or with Eidei Mesira. That's what Tosafot goes on to say. Don't think that we say Chasim Yalma, it means it doesn't work even with Eidei Mesira. So that's ridiculous. Of course, if you had Eidei Mesira, of course it would work. But there was a speaking. The point is that, one second, I know what you're bothered by, you're bothered thinking of Tosafot. So Tosafot, the point is that the Eidei Chasima are not good. Don't think this becomes the Shtar for Eidei Chasima alone. Because these are good. Now, that's relevant until, and here we come to Eliezer's point. Eliezer's point is, when Omer Ri at the beginning, we start saying something about Eidei Mesira. It's because there's one fact here which is relevant in two different contexts. The fact is that we do not recognize these Eidim as real Eidim. It's an external riot. This is not Eidim. With two Nafkamina. One Nafkamina is that by guess, it'll be possible, even with Eidim this year, it's possible with Jabana because of the Zerik Mitalvo. The other Nafkamina is that by some other Shtari Mavon, without Eidim this year, it'll be possible with Torah. No, because it doesn't work with Shtar Kinyan. No, it doesn't work.
Fine,
you're Eidei Mesira. Why are you saying, we're talking about a case with Eidei Mesira?
Even though there would be Eidei Mesira, it would still be bad.
But even if you're going to say that, right, there's an A moment.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I understand that.
The core point is this. The Psalm Zerim Mitalcha means, even with Eidei Mesira, it's no good because you would come to rely on Eidei Chasim alone. Right? So the core point, ultimately, is that it's no, Minat Torah, it's no good with Eidei Chasim alone. Right? So maybe you can talk about, fine, they figure out how you're going to work out Midrash Rabbanan. But the core point again is that the shtar is no good as a shtar kinyan with eide chasima, is not good with eide chasima alone. And that's the minhag Torah. Even though as a shtar raya, it is good, right? But a shtar kinyan would be no good even minhag Torah. And that's really the ultimate nugget. We only have a couple minutes left, and we'll stop mincha. The ultimate nugget in the sugya, in this piece of the sugya, is this. That's the main point Tosfos is driving at, is that for even though we said Reb Chaim makes this point without Reb Lazar, he makes it in Remeir, which makes it even easier. But Reb Lazar's riff, Reb Lazar is the same as Remeir. Right, that even though it could be that kinyan shtar might be just giving over a shtar raya, right? That's why we said certainly in the Remeir, right? That kinyan shtar kinyan shtar is the same thing. I give you a shtar raya, that makes the kinyan. But Tosfos says, but it doesn't mean if I give you any raya, it makes the kinyan. If I give you some other raya, it doesn't make the kinyan. It has to be that I'm giving you a raya that's part of the special gzeiras hakasos of shtar. So that's why, and another way of phrasing, taking this back into the Gemara, let's say it's not Rav Elazar. Let's say it's Remeir. Right? So Rashi definitely thinks it's Remeir. Right? So, according to Remeir, how do you distinguish Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya? Shtar Raya is a great Shtar Raya, but it's not a good Shtar Kinyan. What do you mean? According to Remeir, Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya is the same thing. If you give a Shtar Raya, that makes a Kinyan. And that's why we set up Remeir originally. And Remeir definitely holds that there's only one star. Every star is a raya. If I give you a raya, that makes the kinyan. So what's going on in the Gemara? The Gemara says it's a great raya, but it's not a good kinyan. Well, it's garbage. What do you mean it's garbage? It's a good raya.
What's the point of it?
I'm giving you raya. So the toast that the driving at is this point. No. Star kinyan is still, it's not just giving over a raya. It's giving over a star raya. There's been many riots. The only time it works in the kinyan, so we will talk before earlier in the year about the magic of Shtar that tells me the future, that tells me that there was a Mesira, that tells me this, tells me that I can assume it's kosher. Part of the magic is that it allows, the magic also enables me to use it as a kinyan. The giving over that magical document also makes it happen. Not only does it tell me what's going to happen, it actually makes it happen. Only if you're partaking of the Gedeus customs of Shtar. If you're not, that's only have to have kosher Jewish witnesses. If you have the non-Jewish witnesses, it might be a good raya, it might prove, it might set up a role that will prove what's going on, but it can't function as a shtar kinyan. And that's what the Gemara said, chasiyam. You have to work out. And the fact that with chasima alone, it's not good minhag Torah, despite that it's a good raya, but because of this svara, it's not a good chasima, that may also, it's a figure out, that may also mean that even with Eid Mesira, you have problems doing the tempo. But the core is this idea that even though that even though this is a good star raya, it's not a good star raya, it's a good raya, that's going to mean a being to hand it over and won't make a kinyan because it doesn't partake of the magic of star. Any quick questions? No, without me. What's the point of the star raya?
Right. So, let's say, an example of
Shoshua.
If you're living in the field of
Shoshua, it's not. That's a good question.